Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from Cease of the Local Hero, folks, and Liz Adler from Mountain View Farm in East Hampton and elsewhere, right? You're farming the valley. You're like,
well, yeah, we farm land in East Hampton, Northampton, and Hadley, which is a bit of a logistical puzzle. But it's, you know, there aren't that many pieces of land, large pieces of land that are big, you know, all in one spot. And mm-hmm. So we just sort of piecemeal our farm wherever we can.
Do you have to carpool or tractor pool over there?
Oh, it's a logistical nightmare. We're driving tractors back and forth across the bridge about 10 times every day.
And I'm sure all the other motorists love it.
It's so fun. We get waved at. We get other
waved
signals.
Waved at with one finger. It's like, hey, oh, look at that. So nice.
Yeah.
You, though, you and the farm, your husband, and you own the farm, and you, you have huge amounts of members picking up farm shares at your farm. 1,400?
We do about 850 families on the farm.
Wow.
And then we do 200 shares down to Springfield, to Bay State Health, which is a program, actually, that CESA started back when we started farming in 2005, called Farm to City, which has changed now. They call it Farm to Work, but it's been a great program for us, and it's actually served as sort of a model for employers looking to partner with farms to offer farm shares to their employees.
Right, and we're looking to see what other hospitals and institutions may want to do it, maybe even want to offer like a health benefit towards it, like you do towards a gym membership.
And then you've got kids as well, so you're worrying about feeding all the employees of Bay State, all the members of your farm share, and your own kids. And you started farming and parenting at the same time.
We did.
Smart.
Yep. We've been farming in East Hampton since 2005, and our daughter is now 6, and we have a 3-year-old little boy, too.
Mm-hmm. How's that going?
Well, it's crazy. I mean, there's definitely a lot of challenges. I always sort of am thinking about the parallels between parenting and farming, because I think, you know, they both have huge learning curves. And Ben and I both started out in both cases really as kind of perfectionists, wanting to do everything exactly the way we wanted and not compromising our values in any way and kind of, you know, taking everything really personally. And as time has gone on, I think we're now coming to realize that
once in a while, you got to spray your kids with pesticide.
Right. if we're going to survive this journey, we have to find our sense of humor and we have to not take everything so personally and, you know, just kind of do the best we can, because in both farming and parenting, you know, you're subject to all these forces beyond your control. And so we're just trying to go with the flow.
Now I'm going to pry a little bit, Liz Adler,
okay,
from Mountain View Farm. What was the biggest compromise you had to make with your parenting and with your farming?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, I think also when you're farming on this scale, I think you do have to, you know, we're farming about 120 acres now. A lot of that is in cover crop. But I think a major compromise we've had to make because we couldn't find land all in one place is, you know, we probably use a lot more fuel than we would like to because we're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're driving over the bridge and we ideally would have like one beautiful piece of land in one spot and we
never
wouldn't
leave
have
it.
To be on the road. Right.
Right. What about parenting?
I have to think about that one.
You gave
I'm
your kids
sure.
sweet treat.
Oh, my kids eat anything. They're really good eaters. I mean, they'll eat any vegetable right out of the ground, but we feed them junk food all the time.
Good.
Does that
come
out of the ground, too?
My daughter, when she was younger, she would say, can we grow this? About, like, candy cane, you know, everything.
I brought my son Atticus into a Cumberland Farms for the first time, and he said, Daddy, they have a lot of sweet treats on this farm. And I thought, I feel good about that.
Right.
So what are you doing with Arcadia? That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, so one of the things that has been really gratifying for us is kind of partnering with these community organizations. It's kind of struck me that we don't have to reinvent the wheel, that if we want to do good work, we just have to find people who are already out in the community doing that work and sort of help them and work with them. And so Arcadia is a great example of that because they own about 750 acres. They're part of the Mass Audubon program, and they work to preserve land and to protect wildlife. And they've transitioned a lot of their land to, not a lot of it, but 60-something acres into our management. And so we're able to farm that land in a very sustainable way without using pesticides that don't, you know, that aren't threatening bees and birds and all the things that they're trying to protect, while it also offers us way more flexibility. I mean, we grow over 200 different varieties of 50 different crops, and so we always have to take into account what is going to do well where, with disease pressure and pest pressure and soil, you know, which soil certain things do well in, and so it just makes things easier for us, and it also fits in with their mission.
We're supposed to think like farmers, right? We're supposed to be a season ahead, so now's the time to start signing up for farm shares for the spring and summer?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. We've got plenty of shares left still for 2013. If people are interested, they could go to our website. It's mountainviewfarmcsa.com.
Liz Adler from Mountain View Farm and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.
Don't forget, you can buy local food at Winter Fair in Amherst and Greenfield this weekend.